Good afternoon, people. Good afternoon. Once again, it's your girl, Dear Lori. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Amen, amen, amen. This is officially season 5, episode 1. Topic is footwear antics. Here's the first question. I'm looking to buy my wife a pair of sneakers at a reasonable price. Any suggestions? I'm glad you asked that, sir. I have the perfect place for you to go to. The Sneaker Revolution is owned by a young black man named Nigel. If you want good quality sneakers at a good price, then look no further. The Sneaker Revolution has exactly what you need from men's, women's, and kids. Whatever your flavor is, we got it. So come and check us out if you want a good steal for your buck. Next question. I had some people over to my house for dinner and my sneakers vanished. How do I confront the guest about it? Well, you can confront your guest about items missing from in your house. Because personally, when people come over to your house, shouldn't anything be missing? So, you know, be polite about it. You know, don't be false accusing people. You know, false accusations. And basically just pull everybody to the side and just, you know, make an announcement. Be real nice about it. Say, hey, everyone, you know, I noticed that I had a pair of sneakers sitting right here. And they were here before everyone got here. And now they're gone. Can you guys help me look for them? You know, don't just say, okay, well, I think someone stole them. You know, just say, okay, can you guys help me look for it? And then you can pretty much figure it out from there. Next question. I was painting my house and my child got a hold of my Gucci sneakers. I left on the floor by accident and put them in the paint. I went off. Was I wrong? Yeah, you were wrong because, you know, children, they make mistakes and they learn by their mistakes. And you were just wrong because you knew that those are expensive pair of sneakers and you left them out in the open knowing that you were painting. You could have easily yourself spilt paint on top of them from painting and you didn't realize you left them on the floor. So on that aspect of it, yeah, you were kind of wrong for leaving it there and yelling at the kid. But I'm not one here to tell no one how to parent their children. Because I wouldn't want anyone to tell me how to parent mine. So, next question. I cheated on my man. And when he got home, he poured paint thinner all over my sneakers and shoes. Then, I went and poured lighter fluid on his stuff. And lit that shit up in a bonfire. Was I wrong? Yeah, and no. Because I was always taught, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat people how you want them to treat you and their stuff. So, you just went tit for tat with him because he poured paint thinner on your stuff. So, you went and poured lighter fluid on his stuff. You know, both were pretty bad, but you took it the extra mile when you set it on fire. I just hope you didn't put it in the bathtub and set it on fire. So, you know, and like just set the whole house on fire, God forbid. Well, on that one, I would just have to say to both of you guys, go hit up the Sneaker Revolution and get you some new pair of sneakers at an affordable price. Since you guys destroyed your own sneakers, y'all can go buy new ones. hit up Nigel at the Sneaker Revolution. I will leave the link in the description box so you guys can go hit him up and see what you like. Like I said, he has men's, women's, kids, and all varieties, colors. Have a look around, see what you want. Once again, I'm in like this. Lord, be our guide and our protector on the journey we are about to take. Watch over us, protect us from accidents. Keep us free from harm to body and soul. Lord, support us with your grace when we are tired. Help us be patient in any trouble which may come our way. Keep us always mindful of your presence and love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Like I always say, keep your hands clean. Don't block your blessings. Peace and love. Love is peace. Thank you for supporting me. I love you guys. Wishing everyone the best and true love and their support and their business. Keep going even when no one else wants to support you. Keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. Never give up on yourself. And keep your hands clean. Thank you guys for listening. Love you more than anything you guys know. Mwah. Thank you. Have a blessed and safe day and safe travels home. Keep your hands clean. Don't block your blessings.